Depending on your emotional attachment to that relationship, it can be masked in the form of this is what it is. So yeah, okay, you don't know the first couple of times that they just spin in the blood. It take you a minute to realize, like, all right, like unless you just completely aware and don't have any attachment to this person, like when it's emotions and feelings involved in the situation, let's not be, you know, unserious in this situation. Like, bro, I'd have been in a situation where it's like, all right, this shit was a wrap. And then, you know, she called me and it's like, dang, I'm picking up. And it's like, this shit was just a wrap. And it's in a situation where it's like, no, this we want to make it work. And you try to make it work. And you go through that, knowing that it failed. Y'all let it go. And now they're coming back in the form of this, that, and the third. But who changes in a week? Or 2 weeks, or what, however long the time is, you get what I'm saying? In reality, you don't come out of that, you don't come to that realization until you come out of the situation for real, or years later when you like, all right, now I can look at these situations and understand where I went wrong or where a person might have not been right for me, type shit.
I think a lot of the times, though, when we put ourselves in situations with certain people, we're not naive. Like, we know we're not supposed to be there. But I think something in us is saying, oh, well, maybe. I think some of us try to make it seem like that is what it is. Like, oh, like, y'all, guess who slid into my DMs? Yada, yada, yada. That is not the same thing as when people say, if it's meant to be, it's going to be. That's not the same thing. And I feel like a lot of the times, we've all been in a situation where we knew we're not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be in this. This is not what God wants from you. Because I'm the head of my life. There's no secret. So I know a lot of times, like, I've been in situations where I said, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be in this space. I'm not supposed to be in this situation. I'm not supposed to be in whatever. But I'm going to act naive because my flesh wants to be here. But that's not where God is leading me to be. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we try to sometimes mask or take that saying of, if it's supposed to be, it'll come back around to just play.
I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
So I have a question in regards to this. Because I agree with you that indeed, if it's meant to be, it will be, and spinning the block are two separate things. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think the difference, and I think the part, at least that I understood from what people were saying, and by the way, y'all, you know, welcome to the podcast.
Just like get into it. We got into it.
We've been doing these dry starts, so we're a fan of them pretty much. But I still let Pete do his intro. You know what I'm saying?
What's good, y'all? Checking in another
Yeah,
week.
intro.
You know, what's good, bro? What's good, Jalen? How you feeling?
I'm straight, man. I'm straight, man. We got another guest. Guest number two on the show.
For sure. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself, you can.
Hi, friends. My name is Jalen Johnson. I feel like a lot of y'all might know me already, but if y'all don't, I'm from the best city on the planet, St. Louis, Missouri. I went to Mizzou with Steve, and I studied sports broadcast journalism, and then I went and got my master's at Mississippi State, and now I am a sports reporter. Woo! And I live in Charlotte now. Shout out to North Carolina.
So North Carolina.
Good facts. I'm weak. But yeah, so to just kind of reel y'all in a little bit, this conversation is gonna go a lot of different places, but
For sure.
in essence, we are talking about aspects of love, relationships, toxicity within all of that. And
Naiveness.
how what'd you say?
Naiveness.
Naiveness.
Naive, come on.
Look, maliciousness. You know, it's a lot going on that we're gonna get into. But to what you were saying, Jalen. So there's a difference between the two, right? I think that I have this feeling, I have this idea that men are not only a bit more predictable, but we're also a little bit more blatant and straightforward in our approach. So if we spin the block, yes, it's extremely easy to tell we spin the block. We not necessarily hide that we spin the block. We will tell you essentially that we are spinning the block. The difference, I don't think women take that approach. I think women are very, or can be, women can be very strategic about how they do this, especially if they are dealing with someone who they know for a fact is open to it and operates like, and isn't somebody that's going to operate nonchalantly. Like if they, if they know they have that power, I feel like women manipulate it more because they aren't they aren't upfront about it. They aren't saying I'm spinning the block. They coming back, oh, like how are things? Trying to make it seem like
how
they
are you?
Connection. How's the family? Whole time. They just trying to see if it's still what it was. Or whole time they may just be trying to get there. It's because of whatever going on, and then they good. So I think that's the difference. But I'm wondering, so you, because you spoke a lot about, I think, from the perspective of like men approaching it, but from women approaching it, do you think that there can be manipulation in the idea of, oh, if this dude really got this, like, especially like, imagine if a girl know that a dude think that she the one that got away. If you want to sit here and tell me right now that she not gonna finesse that, please.
Pause. Side note. Also, I finessed I finessed my way into some situations for sure. You know what I'm saying? On like the, I know how to play a situation how I need to go. So I'm knowing in that situation, oh, you do believe in love. Oh, you may have these strong feelings for me. I may have manipulated my way through that situation. So I know it occurs. So I'm not speaking from a place of this may be a type. I know, like, if I did it, I know there's a million other people that have done it in a way worse way than I've done it, because I ain't
so,
do
too so much. You're just trying to do it in a better way than everybody else did it.
No, I'm not even saying that, but I'm just saying I know other people have done it also. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like a lot was just said. And what I'm going to say is, yes, I feel like women approach it differently. I'm genuinely, have I ever spun the block? Yes. Let me preface by saying, right now in Jalen's life, Jalen is in love and in a very happy, healthy relationship. So thank you, Jesus. Okay. But have I spun the block before? Yeah. And do I have my life who I feel like I'm the one that got away? Yeah. But because of the type of person that I am, I don't not manipulated that situation because, I mean, Steve, you know me. Patrick don't know me as well. But I have been done wrong a lot. So I don't have it in my heart to, like, manipulate somebody else because I know how that feels. So I'm not going to use the energy that I have to do that to somebody because I know how it feels. Now, have I that person a line of communication open at some point because I still cared about this person, but two, because I kind of knew, like, I am the one that kind of got away and, like, maybe I can, you know, this relationship is a safe space. Like, this is a safe space for me where I can go and I can get fed, as in, like, if I want to get gassed up, I know I can go and get gassed up over here. I have done it, but I haven't done it to the point where it's like I'm selling dreams. I didn't think that was ever a situation past the point where we left it, that it could go forward in a relationship kind of way because of where we both are in our lives, if that makes sense. So I've never, like, sold a dream like, I think we can do this, you know, like, I think this can be us again. Because that's not truth.
So do you know of anyone? that has done this? Have any of your friends? No. See, you keep trying to generalize.
You're trying to have me out here setting out the girlies, and I will not do it. I got y'all.
I don't need you to set out no girlies. All I'm saying is this. I think that as much as men definitely have a tendency to, and in a lot of situations, naturally manipulate when it comes to relationships or when it comes to dealing with women in general, I think that I don't want to compare percentages or try to see like where we fall, but I feel like that it's not acknowledged enough that women pull that card. It's not to say that they do and we don't, obviously, but I think that at least to the idea that how a man looks at it, like I said, I think it goes back to if men are more likely to do that, be more upfront about it, and also just dip if they are done or if it's not what they thought it was going to be, and it not be much tied to it. If they are the person that is selling the dream, let's say, for example. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I haven't seen too many situations where women just kind of detach from it fully or walk away from it fully. Like they kind of leave it in the air for kind of like whenever they want to come back to it, because mm-hmm. it's just likely that they can. It doesn't mean that all do, but I just feel like there's a higher chance of them. Maybe not.
I don't think that's a woman thing, bro. I think that's a people thing. I didn't say dudes do it too.
I think it's a certain type of person that does that, and not a man woman thing, because I feel like we have gotten to the point, and I feel like anybody at this age has gotten to the point where they understand that that's how some women work. That's how some men work. I think it's more of like a, are you the type of person that's going to spin the block just to say that you can still spin it? Like, I don't think that's designated to one or the other. I think that's just a type of person kind of thing. I think it spans way beyond it's a man thing or it's a woman thing. Like, that's just like a certain type of person thing that's gonna make that happen. I really think it's a immature thing. I mean, we've all done it. I think it's immature because at the end of the day, that's somebody's feelings and emotions, and everybody can mask it how you want to. You don't have feelings, you don't care, you don't care about this and that. I don't want to be in a relationship. Everybody want to be a city girl, everybody want to be a hot boy, whatever. Like, mask it all you want, but those are people's feelings and emotions. And so at the end of the day, like I said earlier, there's no point in my eyes to doing that if you are mature. And if you have your eye on the prize of what you know, if you want a healthy relationship in your life, you're not going to do that. Doesn't make sense to you. Now, if you want to play, if you want to play time, sure. If you want to play, fine. But like, I feel like we are just getting to the point where it's like, that's just so tired.
You would think that.
And it's like, you're not going to get anywhere like that. And if you don't want to get anywhere, then that's fine. Play. Get somewhere. Sit down.
P, was you gonna say something?
No, I was gonna say that's definitely fair, but in reality, you know, it's never like that.
Yeah,
go ahead,
bro. I mean, if everybody was mature, then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah. And I don't know, is it surprising to y'all that we have reached this age and there's still like a large, like almost uncomfortably large percentage of people that really do operate in immaturity, in either one, don't recognize it, and not saying that like that's necessarily their fault, because there may be a lot tied to that, but that operate in immaturity, or and even if they are doing it knowingly, or with some awareness, that they're kind of like okay with it, because that's been, I won't say it's been like alarming, but it's been interesting to kind of get to that point where you just see certain people like be in our age group, our generation, and just kind of still be operating like how we would have in high school or even in college. And it's like, you still really think like this and operate like this. And you, like, you okay with that? And that's very confusing to me. But I mean, I don't know. Do y'all find that weird as well? Because I think, like, the more that I've run into situations where, and not even just with love or intimate relationships, but just in general, like, even with dealing with friendships or managing those, like, there's just a lot of people that, I don't know, just, like, really don't, like, the difference in levels of maturity is striking, because there should be a base level, I would think, that there should be a base level of maturity. Now, obviously, experiences or potentially upbringings may, like, change that, like, up or down in some capacity. But even for a base level of maturity that you would expect somebody to have at our age, like, the amount of people that don't is annoying, almost.
Yeah.
You don't have thoughts on that or feelings on that?
I mean, we talked about that kind of in the episode. We talked about the homies, bro, with certain conversations, like, just talking about, like, a Zaya Wade situation or, you know, situations like that. It's like, oh, we hear the jokes and shit like that first, when it's like, damn, bro, we was just saying, like, bro, good dad. Or, like, we was just saying, like, oh, damn, that's fire, bro. Like, damn, that's crazy. Like, she giving all these opportunities and shit like that, like, the magazine and shit like that. And she met with a designer and shit like that. It's like, damn, like, bro, that's fire. But then it's like, oh, bro, I wouldn't, da-da-da, my son, da-da-da. It's like, damn, bro, we ain't even hitting you for that. We hitting you just to, you know, say that's what's up to the moment. You get what I'm saying? And that's all it is. It's not really more than that. So it's like, situations like that, it'd be like, damn, like, then you start to feel bad. It's like, damn. Because in a way, you kind of start to judge your friends. And it's like, damn, like, am I like, but no, like, I'm just maturing. You know, in reality, it's like, I'm just maturing. And people don't grow at the same pace and grow at the same time. So it's like, you got to just be aware that's where their growth level is. So certain conversations, it's just not there.
Yeah. I think I've learned a lot in the past couple years that people just don't know how to be good people. I don't know if that's like I didn't realize how much of a gap there is in just knowing how to be a decent human being, and being like, I've unfollowed or muted a lot of people from Mizzou. Right. Just because of, like, we've gone through certain situations, like the Zaya Wade thing and that whole situation, Roe v. Wade, like all of that kind of stuff that I've come across. And if I see something, I'm like, who am I following that's like being ignorant? You're gone. Like, because and then people talk about, like, the mall of thought and, like, having, you know, having different thought processes and being able to have discourse. There's a difference between, like, do you think LeBron James is the best, or do you think Michael Jordan is the best, or do you think Kobe Bryant is the best? There can be discourse there for sure. Human rights, there's no discourse in that for me. So I just think, like you said, Pat, like, people are maturing, people are learning, people are deciding if they want to mature or not. And some people are deciding not to. And that's fine for you. But you can't come along with me not being able to be mature. Because now we're getting to the point where it's like, we're producing seeds now. People in our age group are having kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my really close friends, people younger than us, one of my really close friends has a child and is pregnant with another one right now. Like, she's creating a family. And so it's like, now I'm getting to the point where we're not just influencing each other, we're influencing the next generation of people. And it's important that you have good people in your circle, because it's going to take a village to raise a child. We've heard that all the time. And I want people in my circle who have common sense and know how to be good human beings. And so I feel like there's a lack of maturity in that. I'm not surprised, Steve. I'm not surprised at the fact that some people just haven't grown up. Because sometimes you can pinpoint that in just the way that they operated in college or in high school. That's not surprising to me. It's sad, but it's not surprising.
Yeah, that's I was just gonna say that. I was like, that's more sad than anything when you have the true realization that it's a choice. Like when you put it like that, that you are deciding whether you want to mature or not.
Yeah.
That probably sums up everything. Because I don't understand the choice not to mature, because that's just to me, that's the choice not to like take knowledge and information and
realize
it or consider it, which just seems extremely pointless.
But that maturity level ties in what we was talking about in the first place, bro. Like people maturity level don't be there, so you know they still playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is so alluring about the game?
I have no idea. But hey, if you're watching this and you feel like hitting me up and like bothering me, not explaining anything, please don't do that shit. Like, please leave me the fuck alone. Like, because, for real, bro. Like, leave me alone. Like, I'm happy. I'm good.
People really, I don't understand.
What is attractive about the game, Steve?
Why are you asking me like that?
That's wild.
What's attractive about the game?
That is wild.
You asked the question. I'm asking the question back to you.
No, it's fine. I don't know. Like, if I had to answer, I think you said what?
Go ahead, give your answer, friend. I'm sorry.
Bro, answer the question, boss.
No. what I think is alluring about it, because I'm not speaking from personal experience, but I think what's alluring about the game is the, I don't know, I think it's the aspect of just seeing like how far you can get or what all you can get. Like that probably would be the most alluring thing I would think, especially when we talk about like what we were talking about, because it's just like if you made a connection with somebody or you got a pass with somebody, and for whatever reason, like that connection still holds strong, or there's something that ties y'all together, or just something like that ties you to that person specifically. I guess you could say it's a pride thing, but it's more of a flex thing in the sense of like being able to say, like in my mind, you able to say like, I won the game by being able to spin the block. I won the game by being able to pull off talking to this person and that person. Because in all honesty, you kind of get respected for that. Like you get respect for winning the game. So if people see you winning the game or know that you kind of winning that game in a way, that's a challenge for them. Because now, like, they want to see if they can hand you that L, like, or they want to see like if the game is good enough to where like they fold. I truly think that's part of the allure of the game. Which is sick as hell, in all honesty. But like, I feel like that's the reality.
I like what you said. I think it is a pride thing, bro. Like, because when I was in the game, it was like I was going into every game with an upper hand. You feel me? Or while in that game, I was gaining the upper hand. You feel me? So when I finished that game, I was leaving that situation a few up. You feel me?
It's always about being a few up. It's always about being a few up. Which is why like people probably pull the stuff they pull, like when we was talking about when we started. But yeah, it's all about getting the upper hand.
That's why I said it. Cause I'm like, at this point, it is all about playing the game. So if that's the string that I can pull in order to play the game in which you want to play the way I need to finesse it or finesse my way into the situation, I'm gonna finesse it in that way. That might be, oh, I know this girl is really in like strong into love. She has this idea of, okay, if it's meant to be, they'll come back around. Damn, I have left her alone. You know what I'm saying? I might just be bored. I might just hit her up on a Thursday night at 9:10 p.m. You get what I'm saying? And hey, how you doing? Like, it's been a while. And everything that I'm saying is genuine. It's not da-da-da. It's just seeing where it goes.
It's not with genuine intent, though.
It's seeing where it goes. It can be genuine intent.
It
can have no intent behind it. I'm gonna hit you up. I'm knowing that you're gonna answer yes. That's the only thing that I'm knowing. I'm knowing you're gonna respond. But anything beyond that is kind of under your control. So wherever you don't want it to go, it doesn't have to go there. But you leading this conversation, you leading everything. So if you lead me into your room, then what's that? My fault? No, that's yours.
Oh my goodness. That's manipulation.
That got really, specific. Really,
you manipulated. You manipulated them.
I will say that it's bordering the line. But I don't think
let me tell you. Let me tell you why it's manipulation. Because you just said this girl believes in love and she believes in this and this and that. You're using a strategy.
Don't we all believe in love?
No.
I do.
Everybody don't believe in love. I sure do.
Exactly.
But I'm saying everybody doesn't believe in, like, just like I feel like people can believe in love, but everybody doesn't believe in the same levels of love. Some people don't believe in marriage. Some people don't believe in you know, being in long-term relationships. Some people don't believe. Some people want to be single the rest of their lives and just be. I don't know. Do whatever. And that's fine. But I feel like if you know that this girl is a lover girl, she loves love, she wants flowers and candies and chocolate. And I said
hi to her.
No. You can come into her conversation, her DMs, and be saying all the right stuff. And then she feeling like, dang, he really saying all the right stuff.
So what?
I'm not gonna do all that though. I'm just gonna say hi. That's what we're saying.
So what constitutes the right stuff? I could be answering and they'd be genuine answers, but just because you like my answers don't mean, like, no, seriously. Like if you asking me questions.
It ain't even that. Just because you like me. You could just like me and just want me. So anything that I say is all right, it's Pat.
You think that still apply in a situation where, like, you got the history with the shorty and you hit her up?
That's more so what I'm saying. It's more history attached to the person if they already know you. You get what I'm saying? Like, if they respond into the situation, then it's like it may be something still there in their eyes. Or they may still be under the belief of, yo, you know, I always did love you, da da da. And it's like, damn, I wasn't even if you're not on that, you could be like on some, like, yo, I was genuinely just checking on you. And they hit you with all that could be because they under the belief of, oh, this is a sign from God. Like they.
So do you set the record straight or no?
Yeah.
That is a great question.
Yeah, but setting the record straight doesn't always mean that the person is going to let it go.
No, and I think that's where it does become her problem. But I think some of the times the issue is people will leave the door open and let your interpretation be your interpretation. Absolutely. Be a real one and stand on what you're here for. I'm going to much more respect you if you hit me and say, you know, I just really want to spend the block on you. I want to see what I see that you're doing good. And I really just want to be in your shine. I'm going to respect that a lot more before I turn you down. Then you coming and trying to be all like, oh, you know, I was just checking on you. Don't do that because I know what you're here for. So it's like, I much rather if I come out and say, or like, if you know that this girl has feelings for you and you know that she thinks that you are the bee's knees and you're coming in here, leaving the door all open for her. And what is wrong with the bee's knees? Why are y'all laughing? What y'all want to be? I do live in the South now. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like it's one thing for you to know somebody has feelings for you and you to just be like, hey, I'm here for this. I know that you have feelings for me, but this is what I'm here for. Instead of you knowing somebody has feelings for you and you being like, hey, the door is open. I'm not saying that I'm not here for this, but I'm not saying that I'm not here for that. I feel like that's when it becomes a problem, when you're leaving it up to the other person's interpretation, when you know that their interpretation is going to want to be, they love you, they want to be with you. Don't beat around the bush.
Have either of y'all struggled with being on that side of, like what you was just explaining, Jalen? So knowing that you don't necessarily want something to go a specific place, or knowing that you don't want a specific thing or level of relationship with a person, but you don't necessarily definitively say that. Was that something that y'all struggled with, or were y'all always just very comfortable and like, nah, that's not what I want. Nah, I don't want to leave the door open. Nah, I don't want to just kind of have it as a habit.
I've been in a situation, bro, where I've said all of that and still somehow got finessed out of that situation. Like, I said, like, yo, like, I'm cool. Like, I don't even want it. Like, I'm cool. You ain't even, like, I'm cool. Like, we good. We don't have to. Like, it's okay. Didn't take no for an answer, you feel me? And it's like, yo, like, I literally just said, like, nah. So, I don't know, bro. In certain situations, it's like, you could try. But,
This feels like a yes.
It's tough, bro.
It's tough. It's very tough.
It's tough. I don't like hurting people's feelings. That's one of my tough things. I don't like hurting people's feelings. So sometimes I might not know how to say it. Because something my friends would say is like something about me that they probably wish that I didn't do is I try to be friends with my exes. Like, I don't like anybody out in the world not liking me. So anytime that I've been, and I've only been in like a couple long-term relationships. One of them I shouldn't have been in ever. I don't know why I was there. And yeah, I mean, in front of God and everybody, I don't know what I was doing in that relationship. And then the one that I was in college, that one was just, it was one of those things where it's like, you in college, it's distance, like, it's probably not going to hang tough. So it didn't end on bad terms. So I haven't really had to get to a point seriously where I've had to tell somebody, you know, I'm not on it. Like, after I have been, you know what I'm saying? Like, to the extent where I could hurt somebody's feelings, I guess I have hurt somebody's feelings before. Oh,
I'm crying. I think that's one of the, especially not in regards to love specifically, but in regards to intimate feelings and intimate relationships. I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned, because like it's something I find myself always thinking about, like just navigating anything in intimate relationships. But like you are more than likely going to hurt somebody's feelings, even if your intention is never to do that. Like you probably will. And you are probably going to have to deal with somebody who is not hurt on their own accord, like to take away from any role you played. But I think it's different to play a role in hurting somebody's feeling and being responsible for hurting somebody's feelings. Like, because of how our situation went, the role I played in that situation and how it transpired and how you feel about it, me as the other subject, yes, I hurt you. But I learned that I can't necessarily take the responsibility of like, oh, I did something very malicious to you because you felt a certain way about something that was expressed. So if I express that, this ain't that. But you think
that, your feelings hurt.
Or you think that. I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to be reading text messages, bro.
Who y'all texting about? I want to text.
You got to relax.
It was something in the group chat. I'm sorry.
You got to relax.
Wait, Sherry.
Can't even do that, sweetheart.
Can't do that one. If I ever ask you to share something from your group chats, are you sharing it?
It depends on which group chat it
is. Stop it.
Because some of the group chats be funny. And some of them be too funny that I cannot share.
Right. I wish I was in a few group chats.
You only in one group chat?
I just wish I was in a few specific group chats.
I want to know what's happening. Can y'all text me?
About Jay, you don't even know these people.
You don't know the subject, nothing. It's okay.
Okay, that's fine. I just like to be included.
It's, look, roles and responsibilities. I was drawing a separation between roles and responsibility, but yeah, no, that's just a really big lesson for me, because I kind of, like you, Jaden, like it would hurt me, like, if somebody like was hurt from a situation, especially when I know, like, no, I'm not trying to hurt you, I'm not trying to do nothing to you, but like, if something didn't go the way they thought it was, and they felt, because it wasn't so much about like, oh, dishonest, it was just like, oh, I thought this is what was gonna happen, or I felt like this was going to happen based on how things was going, and it didn't happen that way. And if you're hurt, somebody it's the last thing you do is kind of take either a look in the mirror or just remove yourself from feeling responsible. You're always going to try to, it's always going to be a, well, somebody, I feel this way because somebody did something. So that was one of the biggest lessons I had, though. Like, yeah, you can't feel responsible for everything. Like, you can now be accountable if you did do something, but like, if there's a situation where, like, look, somebody just had an expectation, Pat, you big on this. If somebody had an expectation and that didn't get met, but like, I didn't speak that expectation into existence, like, that was all you.
You didn't sell dreams.
Exactly.
Selling dreams is a real drug out here, y'all. And y'all got to be careful, because people out here, they do sell dreams.
Motherfucker ain't even got to sell a dream. The motherfucker still buy it, though. Like, that'd be the thing. Like, I don't have to tell you a damn thing, but you're under the belief of, oh, this, that, and the third is going to happen just off the rip. And it's like, yo, like, I'm not on none of that. Like, I'm cool for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to do what you want to do, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, why we do this? But understand that if we're agreeing to that, then we're agreeing to that. We're not agreeing to none of the belief and under, like, anything that you got in your head. I'm not agreeing to that. So when your feelings are hurt at the situation of you being met with confusion or anything, it's like, yo, like, I never agreed to the ideas in your head. I only agreed to fuck with you on whatever level that is. You get what I'm saying? Like, we agreed to a certain amount of energy being put forth into this situation. Once your expectation is to be more than that, and I'm a nice dude, so I might, you know, oh, can you take me to the grocery store or something like that? If I'm fucking with you, I might run you to the grocery store or something like that, or whatever the fuck. I might do it for you type shit if I'm fucking with you that tough. But, oh yeah, I'm about to go to the store for us. We at the house. Hold on. Nah, like, this not that. Like, we just cool. Like, we just rocking however we rocking. It's not, we're not together. It's not a, we're not building a home. It's not a situation. Like, don't overthink it, sweetheart. Like,
we're not building a home.
Nah, for real.
Oh, my Lord.
So I have another, I don't know how interesting the question will get. I guess it depends on y'all experiences with this. But when did y'all realize that love was not enough?
I'm sorry. Honestly, I'm gonna be real honest. I realized love was not enough when I was looking at somebody else's situation.
That's tough. That's valid. Real, that's real. That's tough, but that's valid.
Woo, yeah. I realized love was not enough when I was looking at somebody else's situation. I'm like, dang, I know they really love each other, but they do not need to be together.
Yeah. I guess I realized as a kid, bro, because of that, like what she just said. Like, as a kid, I was looking at adult situations and like, y'all been married for how long? Like, a divorce costs how much? Like, y'all can't just figure that out. Mm. Like, y'all sure y'all need to be together?
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I realized that as a kid, bro. Like, this love shit ain't gonna be enough. It gotta be more than that.
I think personally, though, like, all jokes aside, like, for me, I think I've realized that in my single life, that love is just not always enough. It wasn't necessarily in a relationship that I realized that. I think realizing that, looking at my parents, not because their love is not enough, because my parents are my only relationship goals that I've ever had in my whole entire life, because they're beautiful and wonderful. But I think I realize what it takes for their relationship to work. And it's not always just love and rainbows. And you're not going to be obsessed with that person every single day. And you're not going to just be infatuated with them every single second of the day. So sometimes it's going to take those days where, because my mom used to always tell me like, "Oh, I love you so much, but I like you a lot too as a person." And I feel like that is something that is super, super important to a relationship. Like, you have to like the other person as a human being, not as like your boyfriend or girlfriend, not as like your part. Like, you have to like them as them on their own. Like, if you met them in a different life, like, would you be friends with them? Do you like them as a human being? Do you like them, their personality, who they are as a person, what they stand for? Or do you like them because of what they do for you, who they are with you? Like, if you don't like them on their own, as their own being, you probably don't need to be with them. Probably don't need to be in a relationship with them. Probably doesn't need to be your partner, because at the end of the day, like Sissy, love is not always going to be enough, especially if you plan on being with somebody for 50-something odd years. Because sometimes love fluctuates. I feel like it fluctuates in friendship. I feel like it fluctuates in intimate relationships and marriage. Like, it just fluctuates because stuff happens. You know, you might get mad at somebody. Somebody says something stupid and now y'all fighting. You don't love them right now, so you ready to break up with them? Or do you like them and respect them enough as a person that you know y'all are going to be able to work through it? It takes work. Relationships are work. And that is the thing that I hated about seeing on social media, is everybody's like, "Well, if they do this, then I'm going to leave." Well, you don't need to be in a relationship. Like, if you're not ready to work through certain stuff, and I don't mean if they have cheated on you 85 times, stick it out and stay with them. That's not what I mean. Let me make that very clear. But, like, if something gets hard, if y'all get into an argument and your first thing is running, or something gets hard, y'all relationship gets hard, and the first thing that you think about is running and letting go because you don't need them, check it. Like, That's just not how it works. And it's not realistic to think that just because you love them so much, when y'all are having a good day, that's not going to get you to the grave, baby, with them. It's not. It's just not. Because you're going to go through some shit. My parents are going through some shit right now. I'm getting real personal. My dad's in the hospital, has been for almost a month. Thank you. I've learned more about love in this past month from my parents than I have in my 26 odd years, because my mom is seeing the love of her life in this state that we've never seen him in before. And she's not only having to check her emotions and keep him in check, she's having to relay all this information to her children and keep us in check. And they are still, the top of their mind is still the other person. My dad is laying in a hospital bed and he's wondering how my mom is doing. And, like, in the midst of all this, they're getting frustrated with doctors, with all these things. And at the end of the day, they're not getting frustrated with each other. And that's not just love. Mm-hmm. That is a whole bunch of years of liking each other, respecting each other. My parents respect each other. And so that is a long-winded answer of...
Wait, pause. The girls needed to hear that, first of all.
Yes.
The niggas needed to hear that, second of all. Thank you, third of all. Literally. For sure. We appreciate that. Shout out to their love. Almost made me drop a tear.
A few of them.
Those are like, y'all, I really just wish, like, shout out to my parents. Like, I know they probably will never, but just, they will be married 38 years this September. And they were friends before they got married. They were friends. And then they were like, let's want to go out on a date. And then from there, that's how they started. So, yeah, they're going through a very rough time. And my mom, I'm getting real personal here, but here we go. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer my senior year of high school. And my dad had to see her go through chemo and never missed a chemo appointment, like was there for every single one of them for like 6 months. And earlier this month, my mom says to us, like the kids, this is the hardest thing our family has ever had to go through. And I was like, okay, let's not play the sickness Olympics, but you did have cancer. Like, this is not, this was, that was a hard thing. And she was like, oh yeah. Like, girl. And that's another moment when I knew, like, they really mess with each other heavy. Like, they love each other and they like each other as people. And I'm just, if I can have a love that resonates like theirs, that's going to be a good love and a good household, because they always put each other first. They always are very clear, like, your mama is my number one priority, your daddy's my number one priority, and y'all come after that because y'all came from us. There's no us without them. So yeah, love ain't enough, y'all better like y'all people.
For real. So, and also make sure it's real love, you know, make sure it's a love like Jasmine's parents, you know, make sure it's not a manipulative love, you feel me? Make sure it's not a toxic love, you know? In times like this, when you wonder if the love is real, just call in the doctor, you feel me? No.
I was trying to figure out where that Jay, you touched on pretty much everything. Like, as the girls be saying, left no crumbs. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, you know. But no, like, and that's just something that's lacking for real. And I guess a part of it is, I just don't think, I would assume, and I want to use that word, not saying that I'm assuming it naively, but just based off of not knowing every person's story and stuff like that. Most people our age, like, obviously we know people our age that are married and are happy as far as we know, you know what I'm saying? But for the majority of us, I don't think have necessarily, when I'm listening to what you're saying, I'm just like, that's a lot. And not a lot like in a bad way, but the level that you have to care about someone to endure that, to stay strong through that, to communicate through that. Because like you said, like things that are frustrating, it can be so easy to just take your frustrations out on the person that is closest to you, especially if you know that you can kind of, for lack of a better phrase, get away with it because you have reason to be frustrated. Like, it's very easy to manipulate that in a lot of ways. And I think it's not until, I guess that kind of leads me to a question as I'm thinking about it. For y'all, like, at our age, and both of y'all are in relationships, do y'all feel like y'all have kind of created those things for yourself, where y'all, and I'm not trying to speak for y'all or speak anything that y'all don't want to speak in existence, but have y'all kind of created that list or created those things where it's like, nah, this is what I need to be able to do with my person. Like, I know this for sure. Like, not that I know what it looks like, but this is something I can't experiment with. Like, this aspect has to be there in our dynamic, in our relationship, for me to know that, like, yeah, this is real love. This is love I'm willing to go on the road with. I'm willing to take this love on the road. Like, I'm not sure. Yeah. Do y'all have that check things?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Jalen, I know you do.
Oh, baby, at least. And it's written down in this apartment.
Feel that.
I played no games. It's written down. And I prayed over it, because the person that I'm with now is somebody I wanted to be with for a minute. And I wrote down this list and I prayed over it. And I said, Lord, if this person's supposed to be for me, I know it's going to check off all the boxes. And as things were progressing, each box kept getting checked off. And I said, come on, Lord, come on. And it's in this apartment right now. I think everybody should have some sort of list.
Yeah.
Why you know I did?
Well, Jalen, I've known you for almost a decade, and we literally had this talk like 2 months ago. but PDO,
so,
yeah, my bad.
If we don't get the Sierra prayer, get the Jalen prayer. That's what we're saying.
I mean, I pray for prayed real hard, honey. I prayed. I was praying.
Hey,
praying. That's one of the things on my list. I have to be. I have to know that I can pray with you. I have to know that I can call you and say, babe, I need us to pray about this, or hey, do you have anything special that you want me to be praying over this week? Like, I have to know that I'm being prayed for. Prayer is powerful and it works. And I need to be able to, at the drop of a hat, call you and say, I need us to pray together right now. You're going to do it.
True.
That was at the top of the list. That and just being able to communicate. Mm-hmm. Being able to effectively communicate and communicate in a way where it's like, I need to say everything I need to say. And I need to know that when it's coming out of my mouth to your ears, that you're hearing it and you're listening to it, not to respond, but you're listening to be able to understand. Mm-hmm. And so that we can have a dialogue.
Yeah. You preaching to the choir. This the shit on my list. I mean, shit, you sound like me. To be honest, I'm like, shit, this the shit on my list. Like, I value all of that, like communication, just being able to effectively communicate for sure, but also like understanding. I don't mean understanding like a nigga gonna cheat or understanding like anything like that, but understanding in the matter of like, yo, if I say something and I say it too fast or I say it in a certain tone, understand that I may have not meant it that way. Maybe I had an attitude or something like that when I responded, and the attitude wasn't towards you, but you heard the attitude on the word that I said or whatever. So now you're feeling like that was towards you, but understand that, like, if I come to you and I explain, like, hey, that wasn't towards you, like, I need you to be understanding to that, like, yeah, that wasn't towards you. I apologize for that feeling how I felt or whatever the case is, but that wasn't that, you know, and trying to make the situation better, but motherfuckers ain't always receptive to that. So that's something that I definitely look for. Like, yo, like, if I fuck up or if I accidentally, I don't know, bump your back of your foot with the cart, are you gonna spaz? Are you gonna walk out? You know, something simple.
No, that's real.
Like, that'll ruin a round couple whole day. And you just, what's wrong with you, bro? She ran over my foot at the grocery store. What time? 12 p.m. Nigga, it's 9 p.m. You still mad about that? We out. It's music playing. We drinking. Like,
right.
You sitting up here grumpy face.
Not grumpy face. Something else I had on my list, I wanted somebody that I'm comfortable enough with to just be quiet with, and for them to know that nothing is wrong. And that's something that was added to my list once I started dating this person that I'm dating. Because there will be times when we would just be sitting, and I'd be like, in my mind, I'm like, why is he so quiet? I do something, like, is he mad at me? Or whatever the case may be, he just had to tell me, like, Jalen, sometimes I'm just sitting. Nothing's wrong. Like, but I've now gotten to the point where it's like, we can be riding in the car and just be quiet. And that doesn't mean that anybody's mad. Doesn't mean anybody, like, oh, we don't have anything to talk. No, like, we can just be quiet. Like, I enjoy being quiet with you. Like, I enjoy just being in your presence and being able to know that there's safety in that I can just be quiet. And I know that you're not wondering if something's wrong, and I'm not wondering if something's wrong. We're just quiet. And I really value that. Because sometimes I just want to be quiet.
I feel that. I think that's big, too. That's something on my list as well. Like, not even just, like, not speaking, but the ability to, like, we should be able to be in each other's space and, like, be good. Or even if not being together, like, we should be able to be in the same house, apartment, whatever you want to call it. If you in one room and I'm in another room, like, I don't have to think something is wrong because you want some time to do whatever, you know, what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to be all up under you. You don't got to be all up under me. Like, obviously, like, there's going to be times when you want that and times when that naturally happens. And that's just all awareness. You should be aware of, I mean, that's just being aware of your partner, like knowing your partner. And tell me if I'm wrong, people. I think that's what you was getting at in terms of just understanding. Like, so me and you always joke, like, you have a tone, like when you talk, just like a natural tone, for sure. A certain way.
You do.
Yeah.
Dude, no, like, honestly, it's funny. Like,
shout out to your girlfriend, because I bet she understands it at times.
Yeah, she deals with it.
Shout out to her.
It just be like, but when you don't, I think that also go into liking and respecting, your partner, because liking them, respecting them is knowing who they are, appreciating that to a degree, and like liking and respecting that. So if you know that, or if you're aware of that, I think that makes a lot of very dumb conversations or unnecessary conversations or arguments or disagreements avoidable. Because I think it's interesting how many like small arguments like really are the foundation of what blows up certain relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, arguments they can't get past, or conversations that they either not willing to or don't know how to have because they not really in tune with that person, you know, that they with.
Yeah.
Yeah.